Well, good morning to you on this Thursday morning, 14th of March. It's Breakfast with Pat and Heels, and we're here for Burbank Homes, the builders you can trust. You can bank on Burbank and Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Kona N-Line. Lovely to join us. Lots to talk about. 13 13 55 is our Suncorp Home Resilience open line, or you can text us 0467 736 736. Damien, who tags himself, obviously, the putter pest, he said, morning, gents. He's already been on the line looking for a perfect round this weekend. The only smoky is the Finns. Wayne could do anything. Yes, we'll hear from Jared Wallace a little later on. Wayne hasn't been happy this week, the super coach, and has been giving them. He's a Chook supporter, Damien. He said, man, we have no chance. But, yes, the tipping. You've got me by one. It was a disaster last week. Yes. Two, I got.
And a lot of people got two?
Someone got five.
Did you say Vossie? I think Vossie
Vossie got five. How the hell do you get that?
Well, he concentrates.
Brayton Nasser and Cooper Cronk with four.
What? Oh, four.
Yeah, I'm in good company. I'm one ahead of Crash.
Yes.
That's handy. He's on one. And I'm in good company. Corey Parker and Gordon Tallis. Two of the great Fords of all time.
Crash must have been throwing some Hail Marys, going for the big crow early. But who knows who was going to win that. And who's leading?
Well, Vossie's leading.
Is he? What about that girl who got five? There was a female that got five because she got the away teams.
No, that's not in our super coach tips.
Oh.
She's not in our comp.
Oh, is that another one? Mm. Okay. Who's the first female?
Well, the PM's on three, and the first female is Lara Pitt on three with Yvonne Sampson, and Alyssa Smith from seven. She's on three as well.
Okay.
It's a tight contest, but it's only one round in, and it was the world's toughest round.
We got the PM covered after tonight. He'll go to the Rabbitohs for sure.
Of course he will.
Come on, Bronx.
Exactly right. Yeah, but,
I'd forgotten. I sort of hadn't thought of it. The Adam Reynolds Rabbitohs connection.
Yeah.
You know, he's now a Bronco in my head and in my body. So I need him to blitz tonight. We need to put on a really convincing display and pay the price that Cos Parker says they've got to do. It's not just going to happen for them this year. Pay a price and blitz through the backs and come on, beat the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, and as you say, none of these high-profile teams want to be 0-2.
Yeah. Did you see in the paper today someone called it Woe and Two? Love it.
Well, Kevy, of course, he's back to Suncorp, but he did stipulate, hey, we're in March, so let's not get too carried away just yet.
We've both got tough draws, and that's a reality of the NRL. So you don't win the grand final in March, and you don't lose it either. So, we're expecting to go out, play well, and win. I mean, that's what we do here. So.
Yeah, got to say,
if you'd excuse me, I'm just going to go into the theatre. like in the foyer of the theatre at halftime.
It's their media area. There's always a little bit of noise around there because the fans are waiting and getting autographs of players. And, you know, the press conferences are done at the end of training.
Yeah.
And the players come out and speak to the fans and they, you know, do their selfies. They don't sign autographs as much, do they? It's selfies, yeah.
Exactly. You know as well as I do how picky television and media outlets are about background noise, and they let that happen. Like Lachie Neal said some of the greatest things in football yesterday in the middle of a pool session, in the middle of a pool lesson.
It's a real little bugbear of yours, isn't it?
Oh, it's just weird.
Anyway, the coach was a little testy yesterday. He wasn't keen on the continuing chat about Ezra Mann. He basically didn't want to discuss the Ezra Mann situation at all.
With the I won't make any comment on that, Dobbo. I'll leave that to the NRL and powers that be.
Yeah, and it sort of kept on going. Look, the journos are within their rights. It's a big, big story. You know, it involved a high-profile Bronco. It involved a high-profile Roosters recruit who's now been banned for 8 matches. There was a little bit of continued chat about it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the suspension or anything about it.
How's it been training?
Well, you watch training. What do you think?
I'm not an expert. You're a coach, man.
He's been fine. It's been good. He's ready to go.
Yeah. Just check the journalist. Could the journalist have said, he looked terrible and he didn't have his knee strapping on? Was he prepared well enough? and see what Kevy then say to that. So when you're given the chance to be an expert, you have to come up with something, not, oh, no, I don't know, I'm not an expert.
Yeah.
Who well, was that?
I don't know who the journo was.
It would have been the Channel 7 bloke, probably.
We've got Broncos CEO Dave Donaghy on the show today. So there's lots to talk about. You know, their first home game of the season. They'll get a big crowd tonight on a Thursday night, which is great. But, you know, it's one of the high-profile teams, and it's always, you know, it's always highly anticipated when the Bunnies come up here.
Massive.
Yeah. And as we said, both... And just a little bit of early season pressure because, as we said, no one wants to go 0-2. Hey, Lions have been copping a bit.
Have they?
Yeah, their failure to win these tight games has come under heavy dissection last night down on a few of the shows in Melbourne, apparently. So we've got Corey McKernan on today,
yes.
Two-time premiership winner, globetrotter. Because he takes all these tours to the big golf events and Super Bowl, et cetera. But he's, you know, he's a very respected, obviously, pundit when it comes to the game. So we'll just ask him what he thinks of the Lions. I think they've won 4 of 11 10-point games. You know, when there's only been sort of 10 points in it, that they've won 4 of 11. So there was just a little bit of chat last night that I've been reading about. I didn't see the shows. They're just saying, you know, they should be better. They should have learnt now because they've been at or near the top for about the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
They should be able to slow things down. They reckon they didn't slow things down enough against Carlton the other night.
I don't think they were the best 5 years ago. So you'd have to take that stat and go, right, how long's that going back? When were these 10? Were they in preliminary finals? Were they in semifinals, those ones they were losing? And who's the best? Who's the best out of the last 11 10-point games?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Jack's whispering.
Would it be six? Would it? Yeah, well, yeah, well, they're 1-2-point games, eh? They seem
they
to
were
squeak
one of the
over the top.
Players that were mentioned. And the other obvious one for the Lions is that how do you replace Kitty Coleman, who was outstanding, particularly towards the back end of last year? Brandon Starcevic was the designated hitter yesterday. He did the press conference from the Lions, and he spoke. He was obviously asked, yeah, how do you replace someone like Coleman?
We've had a lot of guys that have played backline at times, lethal like Zorks, Kalachi, who filled in when Kitty went down last weekend, and I think a lot of guys have been exposed to that role over the last year or so. So I think everyone's got a pretty good understanding of what's required of them.
Now, were you happy with the background noise of that one? Oscar's just chimed in. He's saying the Brisbane Lions are absolute specials for hosting a press conference either next to a busy road or a rave party.
No, and now it's a swimming lesson, I reckon. You just need a few whistles in the background. Or water polo game. that's a good call. Brandon Starcevic, did he need to lose weight? He has. He's
looks pretty good to me.
He's leaned down. They're saying, and for the journos to notice it, it's portion control, Paddy. So do we have to listen? Should we be listening and learning from this?
It's a fresh look for 2024. Sort of got rid of it at the end of last year and didn't mind it, so yeah, we'll stick around.
You look streamlined. Have you dropped a bit of weight over the summer?
I have. It wasn't all the hair, but maybe a little bit. But yeah, sort of come back in a bit better shape this year, which is sort of was a focus over the summer. Yeah.
Big effort.
I thought he was pretty fit as it was.
I know. I know, and we don't need him getting ragdolled down there. We don't need him to be rock solid and a little bit sizable. He didn't. I'd heard it last night about his portion control. Yeah. He didn't obviously give it to us.
Your mate Dimmer has made an impact straight away. Will Powell has re-signed a long-term deal at the Sun, so... Well, the Ducks are starting to come in a row down there. No one really wants to leave. They love it. Love working under Dimmer. You love meeting him at the Burley Pub on a Friday night.
That was mutual, Penny.
Yeah, but Will Powell has signed.
He was heard to say, who is that bloke? that's Eels.
Will Powell has re-signed.
So, impact straight away. Oh, have we got a Will Powell, have we?
We've got Will Powell.
Yeah, mate, definitely. It was such an easy decision. I've always said in prior interviews to signing contracts, I've always wanted to be a one-club player, and that's where my heart's always been, and it's always been at the Suns. They've looked after me. They showed the faith in me, so I'd like to repay the faith back to them.
Yeah, so just another victory that we're claiming here on the show, Hills. I mean, with Zach Laybutt, had a blinder at the weekend after we interviewed him, and we've had Will Powell on the show this year, and he's done this long-term seven-year deal with the Suns. I mean, yeah. I think we can claim some sort of responsibility for that, can't
we? Yep. Well, just got to get Dimmer now. And
Dimmer's in for the long
run. I believe this. He's gathering this group that can take some honesty. You know, they are quite a sensitive things these days, the athletes. Mm. But he had the ability to say, what you've just done is not good enough. Mm. I need you to be better. Bang, 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 go around the room. And they're loving it.
Mm. Yeah, okay, all right. We spoke about Kevvy, just a little testy at his press conference yesterday. Apparently also testy has been the super coach. Jared Wallace, who was 18th man at the last weekend but is in the 17 this weekend, said, yes, the super coach not all that happy with their performance against the Cowboys.
Mate, I don't know what's going on. He mustn't be getting fed at home or something, I reckon. He's cranky hours at the moment, but I'll still get a little cheeky smile in there every now and then. But he was super disappointed with us on the weekend. Obviously, we trained so hard and we played some good footy in the trials, and we just didn't come out in that game on the weekend, unfortunately. And he knows what our standard of footy is, and he knows the way we can play. And, he picks his team, based on what he thinks is going to get the best outcome, and when it doesn't, it hurts him just as much as it hurts us. So, we obviously play for, our colours and our team and every week, but, Wayne has just as much pride in that jersey as, when we're actually on the field when he's up in the box.
Yeah, well, they've got to wait until Sunday afternoon late. They're the last game of the round. They got the Dragons, who played well the other day, so, it doesn't get any easier.
Well, hopefully none of them get run over. There's some serious trucks going past there. Hornybrook Transport going through. he's excellent, Jared Wallace. I love the fact that he's one of the greatest competitors for a spot. And he knows the NRL is tough.
Oh, 100%. I think everyone's always on notice. Your spot's never safe in the NRL, no matter, who you are, whether you're Jesse, myself, Fuss, obviously I was out in there on the weekend, young Maxi Plaff plays your fifth game, no one's ever, safe. So, we've got to make sure we're performing every week, and, if we're not doing what we need to do to make sure we're at, all the little kind of one percenters or, the things that Wayne really looks for in a player are being held up to our standards, we're obviously not going to be there next week. So.
Yeah, you can ask Sean O'Sullivan, Tessie New about that, can't you? Because they've been casualties around one. It's just gone 6:16. Good morning, everyone. Your breakfast with Pat and Heels here. If you'd like to join us, the open line is open 13 13 55, or that text line is 0467 736 736. Vanessa's just arrived at the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too.
Heels are saying you look like a Firebird this morning.
Oh, I'm in my purple, aren't I?
It's your travel kit. Firebird travel kit.
Yeah. Yep. No, Firebirds, Hobart Hurricanes, whichever. I shouldn't say that in front of you.
Any support is good support.
Let's talk news now. There is a very delicate operation underway this morning in Ballarat after a rock fall at a gold mine there yesterday. Happened at Mount Clear. There were 31 miners in the mine at the time. Most of them were able to take refuge in a safety pod and were brought back to the surface a couple of hours later. Two were trapped. One got rescued around 8:30 last night. He was airlifted to Melbourne for treatment for life-threatening injuries to his lower body, but the other miner still remains trapped. He's about 500 metres underground, 3 kilometres into the mine. There are no concerns at this stage about oxygen levels, but his medical condition isn't known. And obviously, anytime anything happens in these mines, it's just such a dangerous operation in keeping the rescue crews safe, trying to make sure that there won't be a further collapse or rock fall at all. So, look, just a very nervous situation down there, and we just wish them all the best in that rescue and recovery mission. Now, don't forget, in just 2 days' time, we are heading to the polls here in Brisbane.
I've voted.
Oh, you have voted already?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was the easiest process of all time. It was only around the corner from my place and it took about 3 minutes.
That's good. Well, yes, time to be prepared.
Just here, right opposite here.
Down the right. Yeah, I've seen the signs.
Bit busier.
Okay.
That one, but anyway,
yeah.
Done.
Look, important to be prepared. Know which electorate you are in. Take the identification if mm-hmm. need be. I know I got my little thing in the post
the brown
saying
card, yeah.
bring this along. Look, there's a few seats that will be quite key to this election. For example, Paddington, which early indications suggest could go to the Greens this election. Callum Vale is a big one to watch, where there was a big swing against the LNP in 2020, and that could fall to Labor this election. The Gabba, which is quite a safe Greens seat, will be a bit of a litmus test for the Greens in that area. And Morningside, a seat that Labor is very keen to hold on to in the inner city. So just plan it out. Make sure you're ready to go. Either early vote is a good idea, escape the crowds on Saturday, or it's a good chance to check out where the local bake sales, democracy sausages are, the schools often put on the best bake sales because they are usually fundraising for their PNCs. So that's my tip. Go to a school to vote if you want to, you know, get a scone or a chocolate biscuit or, yeah, good old democracy sausage.
Are you a school supplier?
What do you mean?
Have you baked for someone?
Well, not this time. This is my first time not baking for the school because, you know, I don't have kids primary school anymore.
Quite frankly, you'd be on a parents' money now with that you're an echo, you know.
Or
you just can't bake for any old sale.
Exactly.
you'd be more a federal election girl, I think, to tell the truth.
Yeah, professionalism. I'll save my wares for the federal election.
You might move into the democracy sausage area.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
It's very well known. And look, something very interesting as well happening in the US, where they have passed a bill that could potentially lead to a nationwide ban on the very popular video app TikTok, of which I know you two are quite big fans. So it is concerns about national security and the Chinese ownership of that app. So it's a very interesting thing playing out. And Australia has said, we're keeping a close eye on that because if they're this concerned about national security and the app, maybe we should be too. Australia not ruling out a similar move.
Okay. Mm. We're sort of not fans. We're sort of stars.
Yeah, okay. Viral sensations.
It's just dancing, isn't it?
No, it's not just dancing.
He's been on TikTok and he still thinks it's dancing.
I'm not on TikTok.
You were, mate. You gave your
subject.
Racing tips.
Yeah. Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Vanessa, thank you.
And danced.
I've never danced on TikTok. It's 6:21.